Y'all know what time it is. Y'all don't know, y'all better ask somebody. Hat on, hat on, suit on, suit on, looking like a dapper don, giving a mug on, dress like a million bucks, buying things in its cuffs. Mm-hmm. Y'all tell me, who could it be but Steve Harvey? Oh, yeah. Listening to me. Put your hands together for Steve Harvey. Put your hands together.
I sure will. Good morning, everybody. You are listening to The Voice. Come on, dig me now. One and only Steve Harvey got a radio show. Man, one more time. Steve Harvey got a radio show. Yeah, I do, man. I thank God for it every day. You know, my message this morning, man, is real clear. It's something that's been on me to share. And it's amazing, you know. God can do some amazing things for you. But what happens along the way is, I don't know that I mean to say but the fact that God can do some amazing things for you, there comes adversity along with it. Every single time. It just goes without saying. And as I was on this press tour last week and I was going through everything I was going through and I was doing what I was doing, I was having a hugely successful week. I had never seen this type of hatred before. I hadn't seen it. And it's a great trick that the devil does, you know, when God is blessing you and giving you some great opportunities in your life, as all of you have gone through. And isn't it amazing how some negative thing crops up and that's what you have to focus on? I found out that I don't have to, but you wind up focusing on it and your energy goes over to that to try to deal with it, counteract, wonder why it was happening. You got to make phone calls. What was this about? Blah, 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 blah. And it throws you off the course you are on. The beginning of the week, I was so grateful. I was so amazed. I was really thanking God for opportunity. For this brief moment, the enemy slides this little factor in there that causes you to, and it requires your attention. You have to pay it attention because you don't know. You're going, wow, man, let me see what this could really be. How much dirt is this really that they trying to do? And so it requires your attention. But in that attention, you lose your focus on really all the blessings and the good thing that God does for you. The enemy has an amazing trick that he does that. And it was in my head, I got to tell y'all, all week long, man. And I was doing some amazing stuff. I was having such a blessed week, man, in terms of press and PR and where God was taking me. And then when I got back, I was talking with my wife. And then I was talking to a good friend of ours. And they shared something that really helped me out. And they said to me, new level, new devil. And you know, it's something really simple. But new level, new devil. Every time you go to another level, every time you go a little bit higher, every time God has a blessing in store for you, every time he moves you in position, do you understand that the enemy's job is to make you not see the blessing, make you not be grateful for it, lose your focus and focus on this that I just threw in your way, this stumbling block, this obstacle, this trickery? And man, I just got to tell you, man, I mean, it was so filled with hatred that I really spent some time addressing it. I got publicists on the phone. I said, what's happening here? Y'all not watching this? Y'all not, what was this attack? You didn't know these angles? And you know, Steve, chill. New level, new devil. If you get a promotion on your job, guess what? Somebody ain't happy that you got the promotion. So here come the hate. You don't even really know these people. You have no idea. Every time you make a decision to make your relationship with your spouse better, man, this is it. You know what I'm going to start doing? I'm going to do this, man, so me and my girl can go on and have this, or me and my man can go on and have this. Watch what happens. Every single time, here comes the new level, the new devil, the trick. You don't need to do that. What you doing that for her? She don't appreciate it. He ain't going to appreciate it. Look over here, man. Look at that right there. Ain't he nothing? You know, he missed. He didn't call you, and he said he was going. All types of stuff. It just happens all the time. And I was sitting here talking with this friend, really good friend, very spiritual person. And they said, you know something, Steve? You know, I was talking to Jesus and said, I was having this conversation with Christ. And I said, God, for real? You mean to tell me every time that something good happens to me, you mean every time I try to go to the next level, every time you put me on the next level, you mean to tell me that I got to go through this right here? Are you for real? And then my friend said, Jesus said to her, they did it to me. And we just fell out laughing. They did it to me. They did it to him. They did it to him. For him to go to the next level. And, you know, I was just going over the whole story about the crucifixion and everything. That had to be amazing, man. Of all the hate he had endured, all the prosecuting he had endured, they thought ultimately what we'll do is we'll nail him on a cross and crucify him, and that'll be the end of him. And we'll put him in this tomb, and we'll put this big stone up there, and that'll be the end of him. But what they did not know was all you was doing was setting the tone for the next level. Because eventually the stone got rolled away and he went and got placed with his father, where he was headed to anyway. He ultimately knew that his ultimate goal was to get to his father. So when you thought you were doing what you were doing to him, and you put him in a tomb and you put the big stone up in there, and the stone got rolled away, and he went eventually to where he was trying to get to. That story is in place for all of us to remember that when we are going through some things, could it be because we are going to a place? You know, it could be just a place in life. It could be just a different level in life. That's all it has to be. But there's going to be the adversarial challenges that come with it. And those are the moments we must expect and take them head on. And still not lose your focus or appreciation for what God has done for you. So in light of all of that, I'm able to say today that I thank my Heavenly Father. I really do. For all the blessings he's bestowed upon me. And all of the haters and all of the liars and all of the backstabbers and all those people. When you get through lying, when you get through stabbing, when you get through gossiping and doing what you do, I'm still going to the next level. I'm still going. You cannot stop what God has in store for you. No one can stop that. Keep your faith right there where it's supposed to be in God. And just remember, new level, new devil. Go on, keep stepping. He over there. He got to do his job. Now, he is who he is. You know, he's evil, so he going to do his job. And please know, he has plenty of people who are willing to work for him free of charge. Absolutely, man. They ain't got nothing else to do. They ain't going nowhere. Ain't finna watch you go nowhere. They don't like you. I'm going to do everything I can to show people how much I don't like you. But watch this. Every single time, when they get through lying, writing it, typing it, saying it, all they're going to do is watch you go right on up to that next level. All they are is preparation. I have learned some amazing things from last week. I'm ready now. New level. Cool with it.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, this will be a special edition of Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Why?
I had to go to the doctor. I took the gauze out of my mouth to talk.
Oh, gauze.
Oh, uh-huh. Gauze.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
He said
what
gauze.
Yeah.
He said gauze.
I took the gauze out of my mouth so I could talk.
Gauze. I understood you, Steve.
Okay. What y'all have in your mouth?
No, I just had to, gauze? When you said that, I had to think what you were talking about. Yeah.
Gauze.
Okay, got
gauze
it.
This is gauze.
Got it. We got it. Go ahead.
Is that more than
don't
one?
Get mad.
It's a bunch of them.
So the show will be driven by the team this morning, however
Championship
they want
team
to do it.
Mm-hmm. Okay, we got you,
Jay,
Steve.
Jay is going to practice. I'm going to let Jay take over the day so he can practice, so I can see how he work when I'm not here.
I'm going to be fine.
Yeah, let's see that.
No, well, we going to find out.
I'll be okay.
You're the leader today, Jay.
Oh, we got a good team, though. Y'all not leaving, are you?
Oh, no. I want to.
No, we still want to have a show tomorrow.
Can I leave?
Because today, Steve is LeBron.
Why Jay sounds scared, though? Like he done pulled up like Chris Paul. Like, I can't do it.
We the Cavaliers, and LeBron is out. We in trouble.
Hey.
You can't say that?
I know.
Well, you can
say it.
That'll make him come on in.
But I just want to say this here.
Uh-huh.
Go ahead and say
it. You know, it's over.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, it is what it is.
It certainly is over.
You
damn
know,
the
fat lady the same.
Yes, she did.
And swept.
It is what it is. Uh-huh. Cavs is out. The last time a team got swept in the NBA Finals was 2007, I believe, against the Spurs, and it was the Cavs, too. So, you know, we mourning in Cleveland right now.
Oh, in Cleveland.
Oh. Yeah, we mourning.
Oh, okay. Because
in the
and
Bay
now
Area,
the conversation.
They popping bottles.
They shaking
champagne. Wait, speaking of that, did you guys see the meme of Kevin Durant on Instagram where he was doing his interview and someone, whoever posted it, had Clippers in his hand, was trying to edge him up on the screen?
On the screen,
yes,
though.
Yes, on the screen.
I think that's what Kevin Durant said. I'm not brushing my hair until we win a championship.
Did you see that, Steve? It was hilarious.
I don't really like those. I don't. Not them right there. I think the dude has what it is.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Well, I'm sorry. He need to fade that. I'm sorry.
It was funny. If you saw it, I think you'd laugh.
Like somebody holding up a million.
You're going to have to fade that. See, you ain't stood next to him. Yeah. You need to stand next to him.
When you look at it, you just can't even pay attention to what he's saying. Huh?
Well, Tommy, you stand next to him. How you see this happen?
Wow.
I was
wow.
I did walk
into
that.
Yeah, you walked right into that.
Go ahead and answer
this question. I was at the game. I'm just saying.
You must have been up in the stands somewhere.
With some binoculars.
Well, the show would turn on you, boy.
Durant's head, your little ass.
Well, it made him win. However, his hair looked, he won, and he was MVP.
You
gotta
say congratulations to him.
He was MVP.
I mean, congratulations to the Golden State. They had the team.
I actually saw the game.
I never really thought that Cleveland could really beat them. I was just hanging a hope on it, but it could have been a different thing if they'd have won the first game.
Yeah.
And the third game, they was there, too. It could have changed the tone of
the moment.
But it didn't.
All right, we got to go, Steve. Coming back, we have to talk more about this, the championship game, the final. And we have to talk about Celebrity Family Feud.
Woo!
We'll be back at 32 after with something funny.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, Steve, when we left off, we were talking about the Golden State Warriors and the Cleveland Cavaliers, the final game in the championship. It was a four-game sweep with Golden State. So what were you saying now? You were saying Cleveland could have won it if what?
Well, I mean, it would have been a different tone. That's all water over under the bridge, over the dam. It don't matter. They didn't win. They got swept. Uh-huh. Congratulations to Golden State.
Yeah.
They had a superior team.
They deserve it. Yeah.
They couldn't win. LeBron didn't have enough help. Then we found out he was hurt from the first game.
From punching his hand.
Yeah.
His eye.
Yeah. Cleveland got nothing to hold their head down because Cleveland was down 2-0 with Boston. Cleveland was down 2-0 twice.
Toronto as well, right?
Yes. They was down 2-0 twice and came back and made it to the finals. Cleveland did an awesome job this year. You can't be mad.
Yeah, but they didn't win the finals.
I understand that. That's
why
he
was
got
good. I mean, you know, with all the changes and the shakeup, and then we thought the Isaiah Thomas trade would work out with the Kyrie. That was a bonehead disaster, man. And I really like Isaiah Thomas.
And why is you hollering we like you play for them?
Because we is Cleveland, dog. Dog, once you Cleveland, you is Cleveland.
Are you offended by that, nephew?
Yeah, I don't even understand why he asked me that.
Because,
dog, we is Cleveland.
He's out there on the court with LeBron, Tommy.
Dog, that's all us is out there.
But you're speaking, Steve. I don't know if you caught this or you catch this about yourself. You're speaking like you work for the Cleveland Cavaliers front office when we made this trade with Isaiah.
How I feel. And Isaiah, he out in L.A., young Isaiah Thomas has to adjust his attitude. Because that's all that's wrong with him. He's a great player. When he was in Boston, he was happy. You got to be able to play when you ain't happy. Now he ain't happy in L.A. He wasn't happy in Cleveland. Oh, dog, you ain't going back to Boston.
Forget about it.
You got to play when you
So
ain't
now
happy.
What you going to do? Your game going to suffer because you can't fix your little attitude? You can't pout. You can't come on a team and be complaining about a team.
Mm-hmm.
And all this conversation about where LeBron going to go.
I mean, immediately after
coming to LA,
Golden State won.
Oh, you didn't see the U-Haul?
He's coming to LA, baby.
He went to the game in U-Haul, Steve LeBron. Where is he going? What do you think?
I don't want him to come to LA.
Why not?
Oh,
why not?
I just don't.
What?
Because I don't.
Yeah, you don't see a ring.
First of all, he ain't going to win it in L.A.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. Can't win it in L.A. I don't even care if George Paul go with you. That ain't enough.
Mm-hmm.
That's not enough.
GPPG, how do you want to look?
The two teams that he should consider with the greatest upside for him in his life, but he got his family to consider, so that's... So that's pushing it towards Cleveland and L.A., if you consider his family. Mm-hmm. But he got a house in L.A., his wife loves it. He should go to Philly, play with Ben Simmons and the big boy.
The big boy in the middle.
Yep. And the other young talent they got. Or the second choice, and my preference, is he should go to Houston.
Yeah.
Oh.
You can get a ring in Houston.
He should go to Houston because that's all that's missing. And they could beat Golden State. Because if Chris Paul had been healthy, I really believe they'd have beat Golden State.
It would have been the Rockets and the Cavaliers in the finals, I believe.
And we'd have had a much better chance of beating the Rockets.
Yeah.
A much better chance.
Is that the only reason you wanted the Rockets to win?
No, I wanted Chris Paul to get there.
Yeah.
Because I love the brother. He deserves to get there. But I think he should go there. I don't care that he go to L.A., You know, it's just I've been an L.A. fan my whole life. I've loved him with, you know, Chamberlain. I loved him with, you know, Wes, Elgin, Baylor, Magic,
Kobe.
Kareem.
Mm-hmm.
And not so much when they had Kobe.
You like Kobe?
I love Kobe. Kobe's, man, Kobe the truth.
Okay.
Oh, that boy's on going to be on the Mount Rushmore basketball. Mm-hmm. Ain't no doubt about it.
Mm-hmm.
That's Kobe Bryant, man, the Black Mamba.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't go out here and watch him play with. I just don't. I just want him to go somewhere else, man.
I'm in L.A.
That's all.
Well,
the least knowledgeable. first of all.
So Houston, our championship ring. L.A., no.
You ain't gonna get a ring in L.A., but L.A. look like the spot to be, though.
He's coming to L.A.
Dog, if he go to L.A., he ain't gonna get past Houston. He ain't gonna get past Houston or Golden State. He's stuck like Chuck.
He's still stuck like in the West versus
Dog, how you get stuck in the East. They become still the third best team, but on the West Coast now. If you put LeBron and Paul George on the Lakers right now, they are still the third best team.
You know what? This is when you sit back and see a person make a smart decision. Yeah. You sit back and wait and see what
LA's coming.
Why is he in the megaphone, Jay?
Because I want to make an announcement. He's coming to LA, damn it.
Because Steve told him to leave.
He just started watching
today.
Basketball last season.
What is up with this just start watching basketball?
You did.
Okay. What?
Stephen A. Smith is saying that LeBron James will have a conversation with seven teams this summer. Cleveland.
Seven. Oh, yeah.
Golden State.
Mm-mm.
The Sixers, Philly. Boston Celtics, Houston Rockets, Los Angeles Lakers, and Miami Heat.
Okay. Can't go to Miami because Wade is considering coming out. He might go back to Miami. That I never even considered that, but they got a young squad down there that can go.
Mm-hmm.
Boston, I can't see him in Boston because I don't know if Kyrie wants him in Boston because Kyrie didn't want to stay with him in Cleveland. So now the upper management would have to have that conversation with them to see if they... Now, they got the guns in Boston. Boston got the guns.
Hurry, Steve. Mm-hmm.
That's all I got to say.
All right.
But if he go to Golden State, I'll quit watching basketball for an entire year.
Woo! All right.
I would quit watching it for a year.
Coming up next, it's Reverend Motown and Deacon Def Jam. They are here with Church Complaints right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Coming up at the top of the hour, it's entertainment news. But right now, you know it's Monday, and Reverend Motown, Deacon Def Jam are here with Church Complaints. Come on, guys. What you got?
Reverend.
Waiting on the music.
There it is.
Engineer.
I'm waiting on the music, Deacon.
All right.
Not you. Well, here we go.
Come on, man.
Another day of disenchantment. Another hour of disparaging remarks. Another day of lack of gratification, Natude.
I wouldn't say that, but go ahead.
I will. That's why you not say it.
You
wouldn't say it because it ain't your time to talk.
Okay, let me be quiet.
Here is another day of misery. And me as the pastor have to sit through this.
Oh,
juicy. Mighty juicy.
That's because I took the galls out of my mouth.
Got that way over here.
And it ain't working. I can't stand the dentist. Go ahead, Deacon, with your complaining.
All right, Pastor. We have an issue here. The diabetic ministry and the high blood pressure ministry had a fight last Saturday at the health awareness drive.
What?
The diabetic ministry and the high blood pressure ministry had a fight last Saturday at the health awareness drive. Needless to say, the pressure went up and so did the sugar. They are both asking for you to get rid of the other ministry. It's your call.
We can't in our church get rid of diabetics and high blood because that would restrict our membership too greatly. 75% of my congregation is of one of the two health risk groups.
Uh-huh.
And that is because of our weekly chitlin fry, our pork smoking contest,
what?
Our rib basting analysis course, and the chitterling remakes.
Oh,
we're not getting rid of
you. Ain't gonna cure either one of them.
So what we're asking Brother Jay Anthony and Sister Shirley, Sister Shirley's in charge of the high blood pressure.
I am.
Organization. Okay. She's in charge of the high blood pressure group.
I am.
And of course, we know who's in charge of diabetes.
Well, that's because he has diabetes. I don't have high blood pressure.
I know you don't, but you in charge of the group because can't none of them never get here on time because they on high blood pressure medication.
Right.
So we put you in charge of the group because you ain't on medication. Now, serve the Lord as you are called to serve.
Amen, Pastor.
Amen. Let me throw this in for a second, Pastor. The church, Jackpot Joint of Jerusalem, wants to play Greater Mount Zion Missionary Baptist Church in Family Feud. And they are asking. Yeah, they want to get on the feud. Greater Mount Zion Missionary has accepted our challenge. But we're going to have to pick five good people from our church. And most of our people really don't have a good high IQ. So you're going to have to do the pickings on who goes with us. Mm. Now, do you think Adenoid is a... You think he's qualified?
No, we're not going to be trying to explain all these incoherent answers. He gonna
well, he sure fine. Can't do fast money because he breathed too hard.
And slow.
Like
and Lord, he's slow. We can't take Sister Carla because of her cussing. Her anger level is too high. You win, but if you don't win, it's what you're concerned about.
Oh, yeah.
Your reaction... Yeah. To Tommy's losing the race, a typical.
You got a preview.
This blankety blank and lost my blanking $5 blankety.
Yeah, yeah.
Just that. I can't imagine you not winning $20,000.
Oh,
we can't take Sister Shirley because she's too bougie. And we don't want her bougie ass representing us from the hood.
Wrong.
So the contestants we are going and have decided to take is Cicero the Sissy on organ.
Okay.
We're going to take Def Jam.
Oh, listen to Cicero.
Oh, thank you, Pastor.
We're going to take Jay Anthony.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Let him go down.
They're two different people, see.
Oh. We're going to take Cat Dog off the board. And to try to keep all y'all in line, we're going to send Mississippi Monica.
So me and Shirley, we get played, Shirley.
To the left,
y'all
to the left.
You're
going to get played like a Beyonce song.
Y'all get to sit in the audience.
That's cool.
Cicero is so happy. Listen to him on that organ.
I see that. Pastor, we have a major issue here now. Sister Geraldine Lattimore. Sister Geraldine Lattimore had eye and ear surgery from Dr. Seymour Strait, who is actually cross-eyed. She now sees out of her ears and hears out of her eyes.
And he gets to go to Family Feud. Okay.
And she wants to sue the church for recommending that this
she wants
doctor
to put, she wants to sue. Who's the doctor again?
Dr. Seymour Strait, he's cross-eyed.
Right.
Seymour Strait.
He gets to go to Family Feud.
She now hears out of her ears and sees out of her eyes.
Right, right. Right.
Well, we like Dr. Strait because he has cured several people. Remember the woman that had came to our church that had walleye?
What is that,
Pastor? Walleye. You know, one of her eyes always was looking at the wall.
You wrong for
and,
this.
And we lined it back up because she was coming up in prayer line one time, and I kept jumping over to that left side trying to stay in her line of vision, and she kept turning, and we was just in a circle the whole time. Because I was trying to stay lined up with that eye that was aimed at the wall.
Yeah.
But I thought she had looked off. But we just gonna have to deal with that. She can now see out of her ears and hear out of her eyes.
Right.
As we gonna use her for the raising money for the building fund on Saturdays instead of having a car wash. We gonna have her stand there and charge people to come look at her.
I mean...
You forgot who you were, didn't you?
Yeah, he did. He did.
And I really can't do a good Motown today. Come on, I'm whistling.
That's all right, Pastor. Listen, here's what I want to ask you. The NBA Summer League, I'm sorry, the Summer Basketball League is getting ready to start, and we're trying to see if you can get in touch with LeBron, because he's not doing nothing.
LeBron not playing in this. LeBron has to let his hand heal first.
Oh, yeah.
And but secondly, LeBron has got money. He's going to be in a deep decision-making process.
But that's what helped him working playing with the church, especially playing with me.
No, it won't. No, it won't.
What about Houston, Pastor? That whole team.
Well, they could use LeBron. I think for the competitiveness of it, LeBron may end up in Houston. If he went to Golden State, that'll be the biggest injustice of if you can't beat them, join them I've ever seen. That would be diabolically wrong.
We are talking about the church summer league. We are not talking.
Coming up next, it's entertainment news right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, coming up in 20 minutes, highlights from last night's season premiere of What Celebrity Family Feud?
Yeah.
Hosted by our fearless leader, Steve Harvey. But first, there is so much going on in today's entertainment news. Some sad news. You guys know this already, I'm sure. Celebrity chef and storyteller Anthony Bourdain and host of CNN's show Parts Unknown committed suicide on Friday. He was 61 years old. It's unbelievable. I mean, it's like two suicides of famous people last week. Just crazy.
Kate Spade.
I mean, yeah, Kate Spade and now Anthony Bourdain. Just
depression.
Yeah.
I mean,
it's a real thing.
Yeah, because from the outside, everyone looks normal, like they're loving life and they're happy and everything, but you never know what's going on with a person. You just never know.
Yeah, it's just, I think it's a reminder to all of us who are living that you have got to keep God in your life. And you can never think that God doesn't love you or care for you. Because God is hope. He's light. He's all of that. He's hope. He's the promise. He's all of that. And if you lose sight of that, and let the devil convince you that God don't love you, that there is no better, that there is no way out, that there's no light at the end of the tunnel. This can happen, man. Yeah. We've got to keep God in our life, man. God is life. He's light. He's hope. He's everything. And it's sad when I see people. It just saddens me, man, where they've gotten to the point where they just don't have hope anymore. And it's so not necessary to get to that point. I know depression is real. I know people suffer from bipolar disorder. I know there's mental illness out there. I'm not saying that. But you can't name something God can't get you through.
Absolutely.
So you better speak on it, Steve.
I don't care what it is.
Because, you know, we've all felt like that at times, you know?
Yeah.
But like you say, Steve, I've never felt hopeless. I've never felt that hopelessness inside.
I mean, look, we've all had really dark, low moments in life.
Yes.
I'm talking about, man, some holes you didn't really think you was going to be able to climb out of. We've been in some pits before.
Yes, we are.
Out of the night that covers me, black as the pit from pole to pole. Hmm. I've been in that one before.
Thank whatever the gods may be.
For my unconquerable soul. Man, that's God. God allows you to keep the spirit of an unconquerable soul. That in the fell clutch of circumstance, man.
But, you know, and part of the problem, too, is God has been taken out of so much of our everyday lives, you know, taken out of the schools, things like that, you know, so we don't depend on him like we used to, or a lot of us don't. You know, we forget about him. But he's always there and available for you.
I just want everybody to be mindful that God so deeply loves you and cares about you that he would never leave you. But we turn away from him, and then when we turn away, we wonder where he at. Well, he back there. Just turn back around.
Yep. Yep, Steve. So right. All right. Celebrity Family Feud last night. It was so good, Steve.
You had a wild party.
Everybody's naked. Name someone you'd hate to see show up.
This is, I just told my wife, this is why we lock the door. Your kids.
It was really, yes. really, what a great,
oh my God,
great way to kick off the
we'll
season.
We'll talk about it when we come back.
And Miss Ann is here, Steve, with the June Music Month Spotlight. So please.
Ladies and gentlemen, Miss Ann Tripp.
She got her start as Yvette Marie Stevens, born in Chicago, Illinois in 1953. But the world knows her as Chaka Khan. The young Chaka, or Yvette Marie, formed her first singing group with her sister Yvonne called the Crystalettes. After that, she became involved in a performing arts group, the Afro Arts Theater, and was christened by a Yoruba priest with a new name, Chaka Adunde Adufe Yemoja Hodarfi Karifi. Well, out of all that, Chaka stuck. She joined the Panthers and later headed up their breakfast program on the south side of Chicago. She married Asan Khan in 1970, divorced him in 1971, and joined a group called Rufus. On their second album, Rags to Rufus, Stevie Wonder writes a song that earns Rufus a Grammy. Tell me something good. The group then becomes Rufus featuring Chaka Khan, and later Rufus and Chaka Khan, going gold four consecutive times and later platinum. In 1978, Chaka goes solo and gives women everywhere an anthem. In the 90s, Chaka showed us a softer side. My funny Valentine. And with 8 Grammy Awards, 19 Grammy nominations, no matter what she does, Chaka Khan is always true to herself and always truly brings it when she cracks the mic. Chaka Khan, remembering the great ones for Black Music Month. This is Ann Tripp.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, Steve, congratulations. Last night was the season premiere of Celebrity Family Feud.
Yeah,
you did your thing. You did your thing. The Kardashians versus Kim and Kanye, the West, the Kardashians, Kris Jenner, Khloe, Kendall, Kris's mom, MJ, family friend Jonathan, and cousin Cece. Then it was the West, Kanye, Kim, and Kanye's cousins, Kim, Jaleel, and Ricky. Take a listen to this.
Let's meet the families. It's the West family. No introduction necessary. Yeezy. That's all it is. How you been, man?
I'm good.
I heard that everybody's like big fans of Family Feud.
Yes.
That's all I hear. Yeah. That's really good, man. So we here, man. We're going to get it on. How you been, man?
I've been good, you know?
You're looking well?
Yeah, thank you very much.
Good, good, good. Who is this next to you? You want to introduce introduce these people you bought? Who's?
Well, this is my beautiful wife, Kim Kardashian West.
What's up, Kim? Hey, darling, how you doing? Kim Kardashian, beauty, fragrance line, everything, executive producer of the new series of Glam Masters.
Thank you.
And
the biggest Family Feud fan.
The biggest.
The big. That's all we do. Every single night, we just watch Family Feud.
You like told me that once before.
Gotta have a feud.
That's big.
Can I tell you something, big dog?
What?
You are the best host ever of that show, man. And I'm putting you up against Richard Dawson. You are the best.
No, 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 not against.
Ever.
In front of.
In front of.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, you know what I'm saying. You are. He used to be the best.
Yeah.
You have surpassed.
Well, he was a mark. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
He was the mark. He was the first original. He's what made the show originally a hit.
Right.
The show since he left has been on a steady decline.
But people
a steady decline.
Yeah. Not no more.
You brought it back though.
You brought it back, Steve.
You did.
When I got on the show, it was a 1.4.
What does that mean?
We don't know
Steve?
What that means.
In ratings?
1.4 is a rating.
Okay.
It rated a 1.4, meaning it was surviving. It was barely profitable at a 1.4. But it was a little profitable, but nothing for nobody to go jumping up and down about. The first year I got on it, I took it to a 2.4. They were jumping up and down.
I remember when you first got the gig.
Me too.
Remember
then
that?
I took it to a four. Then I took it to a five. Then I messed around and got it in the sixes. It's now at over seven.
And that is outstanding.
Yeah. A lot of people say that's your best. Yeah. They love Family Feud over everything that you do.
And in case you don't know, numbers seven and more is cha-ching.
It was exciting, though. I was looking forward to seeing it and everything.
We'll be back with more. Yeah. Let's talk about it more when we come right back.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, Steve, last night on the season premiere of Celebrity Family Feud, which was so good, the Kardashians.
Yeah, he did the damn thing, boy.
Yeah, boy.
Jay. Yeah, he did.
The Kardashians versus the Wests, as in Kanye West. Kanye couldn't stop smiling. Yeah, he just couldn't. I'm glad he was happy. But, yeah, the Kardashians did win, okay?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But Khloe,
they always win.
Yeah, but Khloe. You're right about that, Jay, no matter what, right? And they're really nice people. Yeah. Can we just say that?
Yeah.
Put all the other stuff aside. Mm. These are nice people, the Kardashians. Mm-hmm. They really are.
I like to ask Steve a
solid family, too.
Steve, what did you expect for them coming on the show? What did you expect?
It's a lot when they come on the show, man. Mm-hmm. It's a lot of moving parts. There's a lot of security. It's a lot of commotion. You know, they got makeup people, hair people. It's a swarm when they move.
Mm-hmm. Yes, yeah,
but everybody is polite.
They're so nice.
Yeah,
everybody is polite. Their staff is polite. Mm-hmm. Their makeup artist, everybody's polite and very accommodating. They're not in there acting like divas or prima donnas. Mm-hmm. And they all could. Because, man, they've reached a place.
Yeah.
But they're all incredibly nice people, man.
They are.
And I say this all the time. I said it before they came on the show. I've never seen them talk about anybody. They love each other. They had their moments with each other. But what family don't?
Right.
But they're
the
nicest people, man. Mm-hmm. Kim is a really, really nice person. You may not agree with what she does.
Right. Uh-huh.
But she's not doing it to hurt nobody. Mm-hmm. And she's a nice person. Chris is a sweetheart of a mother, man. That mm-hmm. woman is really nice, and she loves her girls, period. Yeah. Oh, she's not going to sit there and let you do her girls now.
They're a solid family, Steve. Yeah. They really are.
And they were just great to be around. Yeezy, man, is not – he's a good dude, man. He's a really good dude, man. He really just trying to – man – you know, he trying to make it work, man.
His life,
but he's so huge.
Uh-huh. Yeah, he's an artist. He's a father. He's a husband. He's doing it big, Steve.
She's a bad girl. He's a bad dude. I ain't mad at none of them, man. You just got to. It was a great experience for the show.
The questions were great. Uh-huh. I love the questions about the lips was the answer, the mustache question.
Yeah.
And then when you ask Kim, name something you bump into.
She said her butt.
She
got plenty of that.
Yeah. Well, it turns out that the Kardashians won, like I said, but Khloe and Kendall, speaking of nice, Steve, Khloe and Kendall, the Kardashian side, let Kanye and Kim play Fast Money for the Children's Hospital of L.A.
That's how
nice
much
is
he
that?
Watching.
Yeah.
He's been wanting to do that.
Yeah, he wanted to go to the Fast Money round, right?
Take a listen. Yeah. I mean, and they did well. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Take a listen.
On a scale of 1 to 10, how sexy are you compared to the people you work with? Your wife said 10. You said 10. Then you said 5. Survey said 5 and 8 was tied for the top answer. We're 32 away. Name a part of the body you're always banging into things. You said your knee. Survey said. Oh!
Wow.
That's real good.
They did great.
They were really good, man. Uh-huh.
And it made a big difference because they know the game. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
They really knew the game.
It makes me believe that
they really watch.
Yeah, they really watch.
Mm-hmm.
And did you hear what Steve, you know, he told Kim, because Kim said, okay, when it was time for Fast Money round, she said, you know, she practiced all the time. And he said, yeah, and it's different when you hear.
You standing
right
up there? I bet it is.
Oh, yeah, when you stand up
there. Oh, it's way
there.
Different, man.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
It's way different. But we're waiting on the ratings, and I can assure you, This will be one of the highest rated shows.
Out the park.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Which means more cha-ching.
Yeah.
Thank you.
How much that check is right there?
You can't ask.
Dog, if I told you, you would.
No, don't.
Tommy, don't ask.
I would need some depends.
All right, listen. Go to all social media, Steve Harvey FM, if you want to comment on Celebrity Family Feud, the Steve Harvey Morning Show, all of that. Well, up next, it's the nephew with the prank phone call. Right after this.
Yeah. You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Coming up at the top of the hour, right about 4 minutes after, it's today's Strawberry Letter. Subject, I can date whoever I want I want to, okay?
Yeah, you can. Yeah, you can.
Right now, the nephew is here with his prank phone call for today. What you got, King of Pranks?
Well, you know, the finals are over, but, you know, I might as well throw in the NBA party. Run it.
Hello?
Hello, I'm looking for Brad.
Yeah.
Hey, Brad, how you doing? This Poncho, man. I'm one of Marcus's boys. How you doing, man?
Oh, yeah. Hey, what's up, man?
Hey, I talked to Marcus, man. He was telling me about, you know, the playoff party, man, for Sunday, man. So he told me if it was cool that I would come through, man. I just wanted to call and holler at you, see if I need to bring anything, food or some drinks or whatever, you know?
You friends with Marcus?
Yeah. This is Poncho, man. I'm friends with Marcus.
Okay, yeah, I think it's cool. Yeah, well, you ain't great, unless, of course, you know, you're drinking something special, but, it's just going to be me, Marcus, and, you know, a couple other boys going to be here, and, you know, whatever you want to bring, it's going to be BYOB, so, yeah, that's cool.
Okay. What time y'all starting, man? He told me, like, around 1?
Yeah, I'm going to be here all day, but, you know, yeah, come on through about 1, 2 o'clock, you know, just before the game gets started. We'll have got the flat screen going, everything's going to be laid out, so, yeah, just come on through whenever you come through.
All right, just remember, man, Poncho, all right? I'll be there.
Poncho, got it.
All right, cool.
All right, peace. Hello?
Hey, Brad?
Yo.
Hey, Poncho again, man. Listen, real quick, how much food and liquor do you have?
I think we got enough for Sunday. What you got going on? What's up?
Yeah. I got like 3 boys going to ride with me, man. I just want to make sure you got enough over there.
Okay, who is this again?
This Poncho. You know, we talked about 30 minutes ago. This Poncho. Marcus' friend.
Right, okay.
Right, man, I called you about 30 minutes ago, told you Marcus told me it was cool.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, I'm sorry. Phone ringing back and forth. I mean, I guess it's all right, but, you know, we ain't trying to overload the joint, man. Just, you know, I know Marcus. And if you're a friend of his, then that's cool. You can come through.
It ain't but 3 guys, man. It ain't but 3 guys coming with me, man. They real cool, man. We'll bring something to put on your pit or whatever, you know. It'll be good.
Okay. Yeah, that's cool, man. But you know, yeah. Come on through, man.
All right. I talk to you. All right, Brett.
Is one of them Marcus?
Is one of the guys Marcus?
Yeah.
No. I got it's 3 guys. Me, I make 4. You know,
so 3 other guys. Yeah, whatever, man. That's cool. Yeah, bring them through, man. Come on, it's fine.
All right.
Later. Hello.
Hey, Brad, Poncho again, man. Listen, hey, I'm gonna bring one more. I'm gonna bring one more person with me.
Hold up, your brakes, player. Wait, hold up, hold up. Now,
what's up?
You Marcus's friend.
Yeah. Me and my Poncho.
Yeah, okay. I know you Poncho, man, but you bringing everybody but the Cisco kid up in this. Marcus is cool with me. That's my boy. We go way back. And if you cool with him too, then okay, you can come. You know, I'm trying to have an NBA playoff game. You bringing the whole NBA with you.
No. It ain't like that, man.
But, man, I mean, the place ain't that big. You know, my wife is going to be coming through here. And, you know, I got the house laid out. I told her I wasn't going to destroy the place. But I just got out the doghouse like 2 weeks ago. I ain't trying to that up. So, if you're coming through, you come through, you know, bring 1 or 2 people with you, but that's it.
Okay. All right, but listen, here's what I decided, man. I ain't going to bring them dudes with me. I'm just going to bring a little lady friend with me, man. If that's cool, I'm just going to bring a little lady friend.
No dudes. Okay, that's cool. Now you're talking. Okay, because I know she ain't going to eat up a bunch of shit. So come on through here with her and, you know, be done with it. That's fine.
Right. I'm going to call Simone now and tell her that she's coming with me, okay?
What's her name?
Her name's Simone.
That's funny. That's my wife's name.
Oh, okay. But maybe they'll hook up while we're watching the game. That'll be cool.
She ain't gonna be here, so I'll send her and her girls to get their nails done.
Okay, Okay, okay. So check this out, man. I'm gonna reach out to Simone and let her know that we're gonna leave her and get over there like about 1. And you say it's cool, right?
Yeah, it's cool, man. That's a whole lot better than bringing a bunch of up in here, though.
Okay, bet. Yeah. Now check this, man. Mine, you know, my friend, she married, you know, and she wanted to get away from her husband for a minute, man. I guess they've been going through, so, you know, just keep that on.
Hold on, wait. Back up. You bring in a married woman named Simone. What are the odds of that? My wife's name is Simone.
Okay, well, dog, I mean, Simone is, her last name is.
That's my last name.
Wait. Hold on, dog. This Simone is light skinned.
Yeah, you keep on describing her. She's light skinned, 5'1", short hair, got the alley cut.
Yeah, that's.
How long you been with my wife?
Hey, dog, me and Simone been friends for a minute, man. It wasn't until, like, a couple weeks ago she reached out to me and said she was going through some.
She reached out to you to tell you that she's going through some stuff with a dude. Well, I'm that dude.
Okay.
How long you been seeing my wife?
Hey, man, you know, about a year, but who counting? You know what I'm saying?
A year. That's about the time we started having some issues. Yeah. Y'all come on over to this party.
Hey, man, I'm sure we can try to figure this kind of situation out.
No. Pump your brakes. My wife. I don't give a about her either. They say, you know what? I've always believed this. There are no mistakes up in this. Everything happens the way it's supposed to be. So it's funny how you call me.
Okay. Listen, man. Listen.
How do you get this number?
My boy gave me.
No, it's no question. I get this number. You probably called me directly from her.
My boy gave me this. Leave Simone out of this, man.
No, you can't tell me right now. You know, I'm about to get up this phone with you right now. I'm gonna call her. Matter of fact, I ain't gonna call her at all. Don't tell her. You my wife. Just bring her to the party. I got a guest list for your. I got a 380. I got a Smith. I got a Wesson. I got a size 14 Timber to go right up your. So you just come on over to this party.
Okay. Hey man. Listen. My boy gave me your number, man.
I don't know who my boy is. Marcus said he don't know you.
Marcus don't know me, but guess who else knows me, though, that you don't know?
Well, say something.
Hey, Brad, this is Nephew Tommy, man, from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. Your boy Marcus got me to prank phone call you.
What? I don't give a... This is some. I'm gonna get off y'all in here.
Hey, Brad, what was you gonna do with the party, man?
Look at here, man. It's about to be a can of whoop for this.
Hey, man, let me ask you something. What's the baddest radio show in the land?
It's the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
What y'all think now?
You play too much.
Give me some. Really? You know what they say, get a drum or something. Get a prank or something. Get a prank or something.
The behind whooping you're going to get one day.
Hey, let me put this out there. This past weekend, I hosted a black and white gala for my fraternity brothers, Kappa Alpha Psi Fraternity Incorporated, in Houston, Texas. It's called the ECFOH. Education Charities Foundation of Houston.
Nice.
They give out scholarships to kids.
That's awesome.
All right, to the campus.
All right. Well, thank you, nephew. We appreciate that. All the things you're doing in the community.
You're the most famous Kappa they got, dog.
Well, I think I'm right behind Cedric the Entertainer.
Hey, let me get to the stories quickly, guys.
Yeah, that's right.
Dennis Rodman is going to travel to Singapore for the historical summit tomorrow. That will be Tuesday. He says he'll go. He'll be there if the president needs him. He says he'll give whatever support is needed to his friends. We have Rodman.
Surely.
Huh?
If the president call on Dennis Rodman.
He's been to
where the hell are we?
He's been to North Korea 5 times, Steve. 5 times.
That don't mean nothing. I don't give a rat's ass how many times he's been over there.
Kim Jong-un is his friend for life, he says.
Tell him don't come at this time.
See?
No, we're talking about this when we come back. Soon we come back. Hold tight, Jay.
Don't come
at this time. All right, coming up next, it's today's Strawberry Letter. I can date whoever I want when I want to. That's up next.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
It is time for today's Strawberry Letter.
Hey, Shirley, before we do the Strawberry Letter, I'd like to interview, what's his name?
Kim Jong-un.
Kim Jong-un.
Kim Jong-un.
Say, Mr. Hello?
There's conversation that your friend Dennis Rodman would be making this trip. Is that true?
Oh, do a favor. Do a bigger favor this time. Tell him I don't bring ass over here. Please.
Why?
Please.
I thought you all were friends.
That's a back a day, but now I'm trying to make a move. Trying to make a money move.
You stupid boy. You so
This time I try to make a money move. Don't dance no more. I make a money move.
All right, buckle up. Hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is, that strawberry letter.
Thank you, nephew. All right, subject, I can date whoever I want when I want to. Dear Stephen Shirley, I need your point of view on my situation. I'm a very successful black male in my late 30s. I have a career, and I'm working on my doctorate degree. I own my own home, and I live a great life. My only problem is that most of my friends that I hang out with are getting married, engaged, or in a very serious relationship, and I am the only one that is still happily single. My male friends are starting to put pressure on me to stress me out about finding one nice female and settling down. A couple of my boys have stopped inviting me to their outings because I am single and their wives don't think they should hang out with me. I will admit, I do like to entertain a lot of beautiful women, and I often show up with a real nice looking lady whenever I meet up with my friends. My female friends have tried to hook me up with women, but they always strike out and have me on blind dates with the most depressing, uninteresting, and non-motivated women. I am very happy with my life, and I date whoever I want to date when I want to date. I'm not a womanizer, and I don't lead any of the women to believe I'm ready for a commitment. I want to stay focused on finishing school and advancing in my career right now. So how do I get my friends to see that I'm really okay being happily single? I like hanging out with them, but I can't stand the pressure. What are your thoughts? Well, I got to tell you, first of all, congratulations on all your accomplishments, young man. I just say this. Listen, your friends are doing what married, engaged friends do. I mean, all of them are moving on. They're getting married, engaged, having children eventually, et cetera, et cetera. And it's kind of just a natural thing for them to put pressure on you to do the same. It's just like when people get married, you know, and family and friends put pressure on the newlyweds to have a baby. It's just that same kind of thing. It's just what people do in these circumstances. I don't have a problem with how you're living your life at all. You're still a young man with goals and dreams to fulfill, like getting your doctorate. Lofty goals here. It's okay to love beautiful women. Who doesn't love beautiful women? I mean, well, maybe your friends, maybe your friends' wives don't.
Wives,
you know,
don't like them.
Yeah, and understandably so sometimes because they don't want their husbands looking at those beautiful women. We get that. So I just say, you know, life is short. Live your life how you choose. You say you're not a womanizer. You say you're focused on finishing school and advancing in your career right now. There's absolutely, absolutely nothing wrong with that. So I say, if you can't stand the pressure from your friends, take a break. Get out of that hot kitchen. You know, get some new friends. Hang out with them for a while. And you know, keep the beautiful women coming and live your life. That's what you're supposed to do at this age. Steve?
Well, that's what he's supposed to do at that age. That's the problem with the letter, Shirley. He's in his late 30s.
Yeah.
At this point in time, every man knows that it's really time to come on in out the field. Most men know the age. Late 30s is about the age. If you ain't got it all in by your late 30s, man, we're dealing with some other issues. Now, he ain't just started liking beautiful women. So that's not the issue. He's in his late 30s. He's got a career, working on his doctorate. All of his boys are at that age where they're married or they're engaged or they're in serious relationships. You gotta start a family. You're in your late 30s. When you gonna have a son, man? When you gonna have a daughter? When you gonna put somebody's wife up on the pedestal? When are you gonna put a woman on a pedestal and treat her special instead of treating her like everybody else? This game plan has got some holes in it, partner. You don't see them right now, but I hate to tell you, some of your friends are right. But if this is the life you choose for yourself, you have every right to choose that life for yourself. But they just know that there's going to come a time, man, when you're going to want to be somebody, somebody, and you're going to want one of them women to belong to you, and you want to belong to them.
All right.
We got the rest of them when we come back.
Yep, at 23 after.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, Steve, come on. Part two of your response to today's strawberry letter. I can date whoever I want when I want.
I'd love to reiterate it, but just a dude in his late 30s, and he balling. And he got women and beautiful women, and every time he get invited to a function, he bring another one. And some of his friends are starting to go, hey, man, you need to settle down. But a lot of your friends are getting pressure from their wives and their fiance. Mm-hmm.
That's it.
See, so now they bringing that pressure to you, man. We want to hang out with you, man, but now we can't invite you over here because you keep bringing all these strays up in here. And my girl, like, wow. And you bringing some bad ones up in there too, boy. You putting some pressure on these wives and fiancés. And they don't like that. I mean, you bringing some winners up in there. And you sleeping with all of them. Now, you can say you're not a womanizer, but that you are. But what you call it? If you dating a bunch of women and you having your way with them, what you call it, dog? I'm not a womanizer. Every time you do a function, you got a different woman. But you bringing all these fine women, but you trying to tell me, Uncle Steve, you don't want to sleep with none of them. Boy, get out of here. Boy, boy. And the women know that. And they know their husbands know that. Now, they want to stop inviting you to stuff because, and I'm going to tell you why, because they think you'll be a bad influence on their husband and their fiance. Birds of a feather flock together. All the cats I hang out with happen to be married, happen to love their wife, happen to have kids. I don't hang out with no single dudes. You don't see me nowhere with Tommy.
Hey.
Tommy's married now.
But he don't understand it yet because he keep talking about other stuff.
Well, I just curiosity.
See, curiosity killed the cat.
Right.
And a Chevy.
So, listen, man. A lot of your boys are trying to convince you because they do care about you genuinely. And then they all think they should be growing at the same pace. Well, it's not the case. But if this is the life you want to live, man, then that's the life you should live. Because if you settle down for somebody else and not yourself, you're going to be back out there with them. And then that ain't no good. So do I have an answer for you? Yeah. I think you should continue to do you. But I want you to understand something. This going to get old after a while. Oh, you nice right now. You in your late 30s. Yeah, you nice right now. But you got to start coming on in the barn. Every old horse has to come out the field eventually. Next time you're driving out in the country, you ever seen an old horse in the field, got that sway in his back, stomach damn near on the grass? That's us.
What?
That's me. That's Jay. That's you, Tommy.
My stomach ain't on no grass. Now, stop that.
Yeah, if you get on your all fours, it'll damn near be. And you're going to have a little sway in your back. I saw your little YouTube video the other day.
Yeah, he's been working out. Have you seen
it? Get it.
Well, I saw it. That ain't finished. I saw all them edits. I know how that works. I saw all of a sudden you just popping into another exercise. I ain't seen no rest period in there. I know good damn well you got a rest. I saw all that. I saw all that. You looking good and everything, but you're old, Tommy. You ain't what you was.
I'm not the latter. Why am I?
Yeah, but I'm just bringing this to your attention that every night we got to start walking into the barn because an old horse don't look good in the field. All them young horses up on their hind leg, out there clowning, high-stepping, trotting through the field. You over there looking over the gate. Stomach got that dip in your back. It's because it's time to come on in the barn where it's warm.
Well,
they feed you in the barn. They wash you in the barn. They bring oats in the barn. You ain't going to look good out there after a while, dog.
Don't you think he will, though? He says he's working on his doctorate and advancing his career right now.
That don't make you fine.
Doctorate don't make you fine.
You know how many ugly-ass people got degrees?
I'm just saying, he'll settle down.
No, he'll settle down when? His friends is trying to tell him.
Well, he's working on his goals right now. That's
I'm
all
just
I'm saying,
go on and do you, dog.
Yeah.
Stay there, but it's going to get empty. It's going to be an empty feeling after a while. Now, if you don't want kids and you don't want a family and you don't want to share your life with one particular person, then don't come over here messing with this, because that's what you're going to have to do. So continue to do you until you find the one. But make sure you're looking for the one. See, you probably ain't looking for the one. You like all that variety.
He's not. He's concentrating on his career. And his
Let me ask you a question.
Degree.
Is Jay in there?
Jay, yeah. What do you mean?
Do you miss variety?
He's speechless right now.
He don't want to talk about this because it's got something to do with marriage.
You know.
All this lead up to marriage. So I just took my mic out.
Yes, sir.
Do you miss the variety of life?
It crosses my mind.
From time to time.
Think before you speak.
You're
married, Tommy. You're married now.
Can we beep what I just said?
It can cross your mind. It's called temptation.
Mm-hmm.
Yielding to it is everybody has to face temptation in their life.
Yep.
Everybody. About something.
Yep.
It could be stealing. It could be cheating. Lying. It could be any number of things. Everybody has some shortness or shortcoming in the flesh department.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Looking at people you ain't got no business looking at. I don't know.
The man just wants to work on his doctorate and advance his career.
I should be able to look.
You know what I'm saying? Now, you telling me I got to come on into the barn. I get it, but I'm going to be grazing for a minute and looking on the
way. When you look,
I'm not running into the barn.
When you look, you get asked the question, what are you looking at? And they know what the hell you looking at.
Don't look. Steve, you have a way that you don't look, right? If a beautiful woman walks
shades.
In the room. Yeah.
He wears shades.
No, he says, you don't even look over there or something.
No, I look over to where they going.
Yeah.
And wait.
He never looked.
In that direction.
He never looked.
And then they crossed the path and I got it in.
Got right. A shot
but that's it. Or else I just act like I don't see it at all.
Exactly.
You said that.
Uh-huh. All right, well, email us or Instagram us your thoughts on today's Strawberry Letter at Steve Harvey FM. And this Thursday, don't forget, at 1:30 p.m., please join me for the Strawberry Letter Live After Show on Facebook Live. Thank you very much. Appreciate that. Coming up in 10 minutes, more about Celebrity Family Feud with Kim and Kanye and the Kardashians and the West right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, today's trending topic, of course, is the season premiere of Celebrity Family Feud with the Kardashians versus the West, baby. Mm-hmm. We've been playing highlights all morning. Take a listen.
Name a part of the body you're always banging into things.
Your butt.
Feeling.
All right, Steve. You had a great time. I mean, this was really fun.
Man.
I'm so proud of you. This was really fun.
It's a great show, man.
Yeah, and I feel like I get to know them a little better, you know, their personality.
We live our lives through you.
Yeah.
You know, here's the ultimate. The ultimate Family Feud guest would be the Obamas.
Oh.
Wow.
I would love
against
to get the
who,
Obamas
dog?
On
Trump?
The show. I don't care who.
No.
He would never do that.
Maybe
he would never do it.
It wouldn't even be fun at that point.
No, it wouldn't.
Because they would politicize it. Just have the Obamas on there playing against any other family.
Yeah.
Right. Well, you know, you asked Kendall Jenner, who do you not want to see naked at the party?
If you're at a wild party and everyone is naked, name someone you'd hate to see show up.
Donald Trump.
She said Donald Trump. Oh my god.
Was it on?
That was so funny, Steve. Mm-hmm.
They were really
good. I can't
really
wait to see Shaq and Barkley. I can't wait to see that one.
That's going to be a really good one.
I
would love to get J&B on there.
Oh, Beyonce.
Playing against their mom.
Oh, that's
Tina,
great. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And
the Lawsons
Richard Lawson.
And the Carters.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would love to see that. That would be a good one.
Oh, speaking of J&B, have y'all seen the picture going around?
Oh, yeah. Them cuddling?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I cropped
sexy.
His ass
They're
out
a sexy
so fast.
Couple.
I couldn't believe it.
What'd you do, Jay?
Cropped his ass out the picture so damn fast. Now the picture's nice. But I didn't want to see him.
What a sexy looking couple, though. If this, you know, if this is how they really lounge around and cuddle, this is sexy right here.
That's not how nobody really lounge around and cuddle. Y'all quit thinking rich people doing some extra stuff. We just got a photographer. Hey, dog, let me explain something, y'all. Rich people at the house doing a lot of what y'all do, it just be on nicer furniture. It's just a furniture cost more. Dog, you're just in a bigger house.
Rich Thanks for people, clearing that up, Steve.
Dog, we do the same thing y'all do. Mm-hmm. We wear stuff around the house, man, don't nobody need to see.
You wear like an old T-shirt or something? Or
dog, I have my favorite hoodie is a gray Nike hoodie.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. You remember ones that had that fleece lining in them?
Yeah.
And if you don't wash it enough times, it's cotton be getting in your beard and stuff.
I'm with you on that, Steve.
Yeah, I just got one of them. I got some pants I like to wear. Mm-hmm. My wife got this little thing she like to wear. I want to throw it away. I'm going to... All this damn money we got. What did you got this on?
All right. Careful, you know
she's my favorite. That's the favorite.
Go-to favorite item around the
house. I can't believe after Beyonce has danced for like 4 hours nonstop, she want him to hold her, and she's tired. She's like, if you don't get the hell away from me.
So, Jay, you got a problem with her cuddling with her husband?
No. It's just that I don't want to see him in the picture.
He's got a
it's
problem with Jay-Z.
Yeah, I don't like that. I want to see her.
It's called a couple. Yeah. You know, people are that.
They don't have.
You know, it's a lot of couples on this show, Jay.
I don't have that type of love. I'm like the letter.
Steve, I think you like the one with Jay-Z smoking the cigar.
I was trying to figure out if it was a cigar.
I didn't know what that was.
Yeah.
Shirley ain't looked at it close either. That's the problem. But, you know, we in L.A. now, you know. You don't know what that is.
That's a cigar, boy.
I'm going to look again.
It's a cigar.
Let me see it.
I didn't even see him in the picture.
Even looking at him? You don't see that man over there?
Oh, now I see him. Oh, okay.
Yeah, the comments, though, are off the chain, too, boy.
I didn't read. What are the comments? I don't care, but.
They're a little rough.
Well, that's haters, man.
TF is going on in the second picture. TF, you know what that means. Uh-huh. The blank is going on in the second picture.
A lot of people are saying, too, saying comments like, that looks like something that Kim and Kanye would do. Something like that.
Well, now, I can see that, especially with the second one. Yeah, I can see that. And it's okay. You
Kim
can do whatever
give
you want to do.
Bit more, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Kim gonna let you have a little bit more.
But I mean, what's wrong with that? You could do whatever you want to do.
You know what, man? I'm actually okay with the picture.
Because
I'm actually fine with this. They're a couple. They're married.
They're a couple. They're in love. They're sexy. It's a sexy couple. That's what it looks
like. They are a power couple now.
Yeah.
Make no mistake about it.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, yes, they are a power couple. They can move the needle now.
Yes, sir.
Absolutely. 100%, Steve.
Mm-hmm. So go to Steve.
Now, let me ask y'all a hip-hop question because I'm not an expert.
Uh-oh.
Who's the greatest male rapper of all time?
Oh, my God.
Of all time?
Wow. People say Jay-Z, Biggie, Tupac.
Yeah,
it's gotta be, for me. It's Tupac.
Mm-hmm. It's Tupac.
It's Tupac.
Tupac was a movement. Mm-hmm. You know, Tupac. It was something.
But Ice Cube is in my top three, though.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Tupac for me. Biggie, Jay. I like Nas.
You know, way back in the day, it used to be Rakim.
Yeah, Rakim is cold when I was in college. Rakim, back in the day. Steve.
I still love
you. See, I'm just telling
you,
and the reason I have
Kanye
to ask is because I'm really. Mm-hmm. Would be considered ignorant in the hip hop community, I'll just be honest with you. But I really don't deserve to even be in this conversation because I know, as far as what you should know about hip hop, I know little to nothing.
But Steve, you
and
know
so
what
any
you
statement,
like.
What I would, yeah, I like, I don't.
You know what you like.
He loves Ice.
See,
he loves Tupac.
To me, Ice Cube, Tupac. Mm-hmm. Jay-Z.
Yes,
yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, I love Jay.
You're right there. Biggie.
But see, I like Mos Def.
Well, Biggie, too.
Yeah, Mos Def. Most go deep with
but
it. Yes.
I like Nas.
You know what you like. Yeah.
But see, I think LL Cool J, to me, and the style that I do, he was more my type of dude.
Biggie could tell a story.
Yes, he could.
Yes, he could.
you could
clearly
clearly see what he was talking about, and I think for me that I'm just speaking
and
my,
still around about that, still around. Dougie is still out there doing it, man. Dougie Fresh is like awesome, man.
All right, Steve, you had a great time with the Kardashians. Coming up, Steve Harvey and the Dentist right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, Steve, here we are. You went to the dentist over the weekend, and for people who don't know your history, it is not one of your favorite things to do or places to go.
I'd rather get a prostate exam. Yeah.
Dang.
Yeah.
Well, it ain't but 2 seconds.
And we all have the same dentist. So
that
tell
dentist
us.
Something else.
It's 2 seconds for you, Tommy.
Tell
it's
us.
Really 4 seconds.
What happened with Dr. Dardashti? I love him.
Our butt's different?
Yeah.
Well, the prostate exam is different for everybody. Yeah. Yours is a shorter because your prostate probably right there.
Okay, we're not talking about tails right now. We're talking about heads right now.
I don't like how he offended my prostate. I don't like that.
Well, you've checked your own prostate before.
Yes, I have.
Right there, which I mean, your prostate got to be right there, them little ass hands.
That's nothing to be proud of, nephew, okay? Just for the record.
I just got tired of other people checking the shirt. I'm sorry. I had to figure out what was going on.
But anyway, what I was saying was I do not care for the dentist. Now, my wife posted it. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It was the second half. They had already done one side.
Okay.
And they were going to the other side. Now, what happened at the dentist yesterday was, as they were going in there and they were shaving my teeth down, they discovered there was some decay that they couldn't pick up on the x-ray. Mm-hmm. So the option was to repair it, and then maybe the decay would continue, and in about a year I had to come back. Or the question came, should we remove this jaw tooth? And I'm going, wait a minute, dog, hold up. So now we're into surgery now, as opposed to what I'd in for. Mm-hmm. And then we into, and the same thing happened on the other side. So now I'm in surgery twice on both sides of my jaw, in the back at the top. Oh, God. So now I'm on this gas and this Novocaine.
Yeah.
And he had done one side, and then my crazy wife on her Instagram starts filming it. So the doctor trying to be loose, so he says, I think you're just complaining, Mr. Harvey, to get your wife's attention. That's when I start cussing him.
Dude, I'm not saying anything.
I know how to get my wife's attention. Oh. And I ain't gonna come to the dentist and get your bleed out. There's a whole lot of other we can be doing, so I'm sitting up in here, man. This crazy. Man, can't believe I'm up in here, man. This crazy.
You okay? You ready to start?
No, I need some more dope.
With galls in your mouth?
Also,
and wait
Instagram.
A minute. Dr. Dardashti, our dentist, is the nicest.
Oh, he's really good.
He is.
Person.
He
is. Most capable dentist.
Shirley, what's the name of his company?
Brighter
Dental.
You said
Kardashian.
Yeah.
That's what
well,
you said.
He said his name was Dr. Kardashian. It's Dr. Dardashti. Dr. Dardashti.
It's
and
called what?
Brighter Dental.
Brighter Dental.
Brighter Dental.
Wilshire.
Uh-huh. I'm Wilshire.
If you want a really good dentist, y'all. Mm-hmm. And Shirley goes, he's affordable.
Mm-hmm.
He's not some high-end celebrity dentist.
No, but he's very good. He does.
He's just a regular
work.
Dentist for regular people, but the guy is so good.
Yeah, he's really good.
You cussed the dentist that had your mouth open with metal.
You
in
damn
it?
Damn right.
Oh,
I
okay.
And man,
but
my
Jay,
wife.
But Jay, the dentist is closed. They didn't open up just for him.
But Carla,
it's closed.
Carla, read some of the comments on Marjorie's Instagram. First of all, she said I had to take Steve to the dentist today. That's
like
what
a little
that's
boy.
What she posted.
Well, because I wasn't gonna go. I just said, hell, I canceled.
No, you can't cancel anymore.
Oh, yeah, because they opened up, so.
For you.
Right, especially on a Saturday.
Okay, so here we go. I'm opening up the gram, and
read some.
Somebody comment, I need some more dope. Took me out.
Yes.
I feel his pain. This is Kara Jada, 2017. I feel his pain. I'm scared of the dentist.
Yeah. Hmm.
Morgan, your daughter Morgan commented, not the I need some more dope line. T.L. Glover commented, Marjorie, you know you ain't no good. LOL. He's going to get you when he wakes up.
Uh-huh. But you didn't go this all the way out, though, Steve, right?
Well, no. No, which was a mistake.
Yes. Yeah. Yes, it was. What else, Carla? What else you got?
Here's a comment from one Virgo queen. Mm-hmm. You know you say you old school. Oh, you know you old school when you say dope.
Well, what did you be wanting then?
Oh, this one is from Nina Simone, 1364 on the gram. She says, Steve, next show needs to be a reality show. I bet he'll have the highest ratings.
You know he will. You know
yes,
he
Steve,
will.
Steve. You know people want to see your family.
No, I can't
a reality
imagine.
Show.
Well, actually, my kids are going to do one.
Oh, what,
really? Steve?
Yeah, they want to do it.
That'll be
oh,
fun.
I'm in that. I'm yeah. in that. I'm in that.
People will watch
said
that.
Kids.
I'm his nephew. Them is my cousins.
People who watch that, like the Kardashians, they'll watch it.
Why the hell I ain't in?
What's it going to be called? Well, you can't say yet.
I don't know. I have no idea what it's going to be. I just had told him don't bring no cameras in my house.
I know. I can't even believe you agreed to that. But
wow, Steve. Yeah. That's so cool.
Mm-hmm.
That is so
What's
cool.
What's so cool?
Well, then maybe you'll be president reality now because our president is a former reality star.
Steve can't be president, Sean. I don't give a damn how much. He can get 12 more shows. His ass cannot be president.
I'm sorry. If Donald Trump can be president.
I knew him before he was Steve Harvey.
Anyone can be president now.
There's a lot they going to pull up doing this election right here.
There's a lot they pulled up on Donald Trump. What are you saying?
There's a lot of stuff we did on the road that can't come out ever.
There's a lot of stuff on Donald Trump, like Shirley said. Have you heard the sound bites and the interviews?
Yeah.
He in there.
But they're going to take it different from Donald Trump than they would with Steve.
Yeah.
You know that.
White, no. black.
Yeah, yeah. I forgot about the racial thing. Yeah.
Oh, man, come on.
Black Trump wouldn't be in the White House.
Nope.
Oh, no. It wouldn't happen.
You know what?
Hell no.
No, you're right about that.
Yeah.
Oh, dog. And the impeachment process would have began.
No way.
They wanted to get President Obama out because he smoked a cigarette.
Yeah. Woo. Yeah. All right. We'll be back with more of the Steve Harvey Morning Show right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Chris Rock, this is comedian Chris Rock to the Obamas. Make your money, but not with Netflix. Because, you know, they recently just signed a deal with Netflix to develop shows on that network and stuff.
Oh, you done woke Monique ass up now.
It was announced a few weeks ago, of course, that the Obamas, Barack and Michelle, had inked a deal with Netflix to produce scripted series, unscripted series, and docuseries for Netflix. However, there's at least one person who doesn't think it's a good look for the former first couple.
Who that?
Chris Rock. Mm-hmm. Yeah. He also has his own multi-million-dollar Netflix deal. He said, I don't want to live in a world where President Obama is worried about his Rotten Tomatoes score. I want him above that at all times. I see his point. Make your money, but I don't want him to be involved with that. When asked what showbiz advice he would give to the Obamas, Chris said, I'd just send them over to Donald Glover, a.k.a. Childish Gambino. That's what I would do. I don't know what he meant by that.
Okay. Mm. All right. Well, he creates art with his video.
This is America.
You
the show know
Atlanta.
The deal they signed is
Atlanta's good.
Yeah, it's a good show. It's art.
The deal
they got? Yeah.
Boy.
They got
it
that.
It dwarfs everything you've seen.
Mm-hmm. And that leftover Monique money. All of that. Yeah. They got all that.
You've been trying to get that money, Jeff.
How much was it again?
$500,000.
Yeah. Half a million laying out there.
Yeah. They it got was in all the budget.
They got
budget.
All that. Yeah. Okay. But I think, you know, once you leave, you just want to be seen as regular people. And so, I mean, you want to make that money. I ain't mad at them.
Get that money. Money moves.
I'm making money moves.
Well, yeah, I mean, yeah. Secure their future, their daughter's future, their families.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, whatever.
No, it's outstanding. I promise. Yeah. You don't, and they've cut a deal with them where they can't release it.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
But I promise you, the deal that they cut is something so major.
If you had to guess, Steve, what is it? What would you say?
North of $100 million.
Oh.
What?
Well, absolutely. Works for me. Listen, Chris Rock got 40. Uh-huh. Chappelle got 60.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. Michelle and Barack Obama.
Yeah, that's well over 100.
I thought okay, you were for real? Say a billion. Yeah. Yeah. And I hope it'll be like quality programming because they're going to produce mm-hmm. scripted
series. Well, quality people.
Yeah. So. Yeah. I
they
think don't. So.
They're not going to do junk. Mm-hmm. They are just two great people, man.
But what?
Who are so missed right now? I hope Melania Trump gets better, man, because she's been out of the limelight, been in the hospital.
She's back. Yeah, she came back last week at the FEMA meeting. She was sitting mm-hmm. right next to the president at the FEMA meeting. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I want her to be okay because I think the kids and the first lady should be off limits.
I agree.
Oh, can I switch gears and tell you something, Steve?
Yeah.
Hey, today is National German Chocolate Day.
Oh, as in German chocolate cake?
German chocolate cake day.
But he's on
my
diet.
Mouth messed up.
Yeah.
I forgot.
Isn't he on a diet, too?
I don't give a damn about that diet.
Blend it and put it in a straw.
I got today and tomorrow, and then I head to the mineral camp.
Don't act like
you're on your way to barbecue.
Don't act like you ignored.
You don't eat all that, Steve.
Like you ignored your nephew, though, Steve.
Yeah, that wasn't funny.
The German chocolate blend. It'd be great.
All right, listen, we'll be back with more of the Steve Harvey Morning Show right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, Steve, congratulations. Last night was the season premiere of Celebrity Family Feud.
Yeah,
you did your thing. You did your thing. The Kardashians versus Kim and Kanye, the West, the Kardashians, Kris Jenner, Khloe, Kendall, Kris's mom, MJ, family friend Jonathan, and cousin Cece. Then it was the West, Kanye, Kim, and Kanye's cousins, Kim, Jahlil, and Ricky. Take a listen to this.
Let's meet the families. It's the West family. No introduction necessary. Yeezy. That's all it is. How you been, man?
I'm good.
I heard that everybody's like big fans of Family Feud.
Yes.
That's all I hear. Yeah. That's really good, man. So we here, man. We gonna get it on. How you been, man?
I've been good, you know?
Looking well?
Yeah, thank you very much.
Good, good, good. Who is this next to you? You wanna introduce? Introduce these people you bought? Who's?
Well, this is my beautiful wife, Kim Kardashian West.
What's up, Kim? Hey, darling, how you doing? Kim Kardashian, beauty, fragrance line, everything, executive producer of the new series of Glam Masters.
Thank you.
And
the biggest Family Feud fan.
The biggest?
That's all we do every single night. We just watch Family Feud.
You like told me that once before.
Gotta have a feud.
That's big.
Can I tell you something, big dog?
What?
You are the best host ever of that show, man. And I'm putting you up against Richard Dawson. You are the best.
No, not against,
ever.
In front of.
In front of. You know what I'm saying. He used to be the best.
Yeah.
You have surpassed
him. Well, he was a mark, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
He was the mark. He was the first original. He's what made the show originally a hit.
Right.
The show, since he left, has been on a steady decline.
But people
steady decline. Yeah.
Not no more.
You brought it back though.
You brought it back, Steve.
You did.
When I got on the show, it was a 1.4.
Mm. What does that?
Now, we don't know
Steve?
What that means.
In ratings,
1.4 is a rating.
Okay.
It rated a 1.4, meaning it was surviving. It was barely profitable at a 1.4, but it was a little profitable. But nothing for nobody to go jumping up and down. The first year I got on it, I took it to a 2.4. They were jumping up and down.
I remember when you first got the gig.
Me
Steve.
Too.
Remember
then
that?
I took it to a 4. Then I took it to a 5. Then I messed around and got it in the 6s. It's now at over 7.
And that is outstanding.
Yeah. A lot of people say that's your best. Yeah. They love Family Feud
Steve,
over everything that you do.
And in case you don't know, numbers 7 and more is cha-ching.
It was exciting, though. I was looking forward to seeing it and everything.
We'll be back.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, Steve. Last break of the day. A pretty good morning, I think.
Thank you,
very good.
Ham and Few, baby.
Congratulations.
Yeah. We're so happy for you, Steve. We're really happy for you.
I'm glad you won, because Cleveland didn't.
Oh, wow. Well, parting shot. I mean, is that Houston talking about Cleveland?
Yeah, I think that's
Houston who lost earlier.
That's what you call a parting shot, Jay.
Well, you know, his parting shot was a long time ago.
What do you
mean? They've been out. They wasn't playing in the finals this year. I don't know why he think Houston was in the finals. It's only two teams in the finals, man. And the Western Conference was represented by Golden State.
Yeah. Yeah.
One of them got swept.
One of the teams
in the finals got swept.
Hey, dog, swept six games, seven games. When you lose a series, you lose
broom,
a series.
Broom, mop, whatever. Switch broom, you know, whatever.
Broom,
you want to
mop, whatever. Did you win your series?
I'm just saying.
Did you make it to the finals?
You got
the
a Swiffer.
The answer to both of them is no.
It was
the
Swiffer.
The answer is both of them is no, but we got that, though.
They fabulosa'd your ass. That's what they
The purple one,
not the blue one, the purple one.
So, Steve, if LeBron goes to Houston, will you celebrate? I mean, will you cheer for the Houston team?
Absolutely.
Oh, he will.
Oh, good.
Absolutely.
And you'll be upset if he comes to L.A.?
Yeah, I won't like that. And he will not win a title in L.A. And he's got to think about that. Because, number one, he can't get past – he may have a tough time getting past Houston. If he go to L.A., because they don't have enough. And they still won't have enough to get past Golden State.
Where are the players?
You mean they, meaning the Lakers.
That's right.
Where are the players? Why?
Because listen to me. To get LeBron James, you got to give up some of them players they got right now. Oh. And they got a nucleus out there in L.A. that in a couple of years going to be good. But you're going to have to let go of somebody. Randall, one of them boys got to go.
Some of the ball boys.
You got to do that and bring in Paul George? Come on, man, please. The Lakers won't be enough. He'll be right back where he at with Cleveland.
LeBron needs some light-skinned friends to play with him. That's what he needs.
We had one, JR.
The light-skinned is in. He really needs some light-skinned jumpers.
JR is light-skinned. He just tattooed.
Boy, I looked at that boy's neck. I was like, boy, when you get 40 or 50, you're going to be really mad at yourself.
Instead of getting tattoos, he's been working on his jumper.
What'd you say, Steve?
Laying around getting all them damn tattoos.
Work on your jumper instead of getting tattoos.
You're writing on yourself.
I mean, I don't even know who would pick JR at this point to come play on their team because he's not contributing. You're a starting shooting guard in the NBA, and you don't average 10 points. Man, come on.
I still think he got some left, though, Steve.
His head wasn't in the game when they really needed him.
I was going to say that, Shirley. Thank you.
It just wasn't. What was he thinking?
I was going to say all
so
that.
So, wait, it sounds like to me, Steve, are you doing closing remarks?
For the new season.
He's fine. James Harden.
Yeah, but I just don't even remember what he looked like without it.
You mean the Shepherd?
He's always had a beard.
Yeah.
No, in Oklahoma, it wasn't like that.
And I need George Wallace's mama to cut hers, too.
You know what? We are not.
What did he just say?
Nothing. He didn't say a word.
Keep going. Keep going. This is obviously NBA closing remarks. Go ahead.
So all I got today. I'm not feeling well. Uh-huh. I just got to get through today and tomorrow, and then I head to the Chick-fil-A Ranch for my boy's mentoring.
Yeah.
Chick-fil-A Ranch.
Look at the good work.
I'm going to leave L.A. Tuesday night, God willing, safe flight. Mm-hmm. Get in Atlanta early.
That's Wednesday
morning.
There, huh? That's private.
Do radio from Atlanta.
I knew he was going to say that.
And then I'm going to probably go shopping up in Atlanta, get my meat, put them in some coolers.
On those new teeth, huh? Meat.
I
ain't got no new teeth yet. Hell, that's the problem.
Oh, you
I got
till
two jaw teeth missing.
Oh.
Where you get meat from, dog?
So you're going to have to
Fresh Market.
You have to chew meat with your front teeth?
I'm going to be all right by then.
You hope.
Steve, that's rough.
I still got
chewing
teeth.
In the front hard.
Yes, it is.
I got teeth.
Tell them you want some Tiger Woods teeth.
Really.
They beat.
All I got to do
so
is swallow
ignorant.
It.
What?
Yeah, but Steve, you don't want to mess up your digestion.
You're going to mess up your digestive system.
What do you mean? These
big chunks of damn chicken you got in this damn stomach.
I've been doing plant-based for, this is the
Which is all the more reason.
Day.
All the more reason.
Ninth plant-based diet. I've obeyed it. I've been wonderful.
No, Steve. That's all the more reason you shouldn't be eating big chunks of meat right now.
You know,
I know how to cut my food up, Chef.
Juice your chicken.
Don't get mad at me because you can't.
I'm mad
eat
at you because I don't know what y'all talking about. Y'all,
I don't have a meat broth. That's
no,
what
you're I don't know what y'all talking about.
His meat chewers. That's
what break the meat.
Dog,
right
dog all my teeth chew meat.
You're going to be able to smell meat.
You're going to be chewing them with your front teeth, okay? I just want you to know
Marjorie's going
to
be cutting your food up real small.
Yes.
Look
up on
Instagram. Yeah.
Gram,
look at Marjorie's gram for all of that.
I tell you what? I'm going to be posting all the time from down there.
Okay. All right.
There,
you'll see.
Chicken popsicles. Mm-hmm.
You'll see. You're going to have that big green egg up. You'll see. I'm going to post. I'm going to have BD and my son
He's
posting
mad.
Everything.
Meat chapsticks. That's all you want.
What'd you say? Chicken chapsticks.
He's mad. All right, Steve, take us home.
Shirley,
take us home,
mad.
Carnivore.
Y'all don't even understand. I'm perfectly fine. I'm going to be so happy. I'm going to be happy not to be in L.A. I'm going to be on the country. Uh-huh. I got my fatigues. I'm bought me some new boots.
Uh-oh.
I'm ready, man. Y'all don't even understand.
I know how much
happen.
You love being
man,
on the farm.
Man, goodbye. Have a great weekend.
You have a good weekend, you rich snack of two fans.
It's Monday, guys.
Told you he was mad.
For all Steve Harvey contests, no purchase necessary, void where prohibited. Participants must be legal U.S. residents at least 18 years old, unless otherwise stated. For complete contest rules, visit steveharvey.com.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.